The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me, folks. And my goodness, this is a very important show. China is preparing for war with America, and there is absolutely no doubt they are. The question is, when will this occur? Well, I guess some people could say there's doubt, but there's really not much doubt in my mind. There's overwhelming evidence. This is a show that I could have brought to you when a lot of this news was first breaking. People sent me information about it, but I held off. A lot of people don't know I do this quite a bit. I actually hold off on things, and I'm still a little bit early compared to other places, even though I hold off. But I held off because I wait until I feel, okay, is there enough information? I don't have to be first. I just want to be accurate. I want to be right. And I have a great track record, and I know one of the reasons why is I am actually careful. Even when I hit something very quickly, that means I'm extremely confident in the evidence that I have received. This has been hearsay that then turned into evidence. And then I was like, it is evidence, but is it enough evidence? And now it's just putting it all together. It's clear. China is preparing for war for America. You wonder why these lockdowns happened in China. And I did, and I speculated, I think I was accurate in some of my speculation, but I when I gave what was happening in China in a past show, I said it's always more than one thing when it's hard to figure out what's going on. There's usually multiple things. I've learned this through life experience. When things are hard, it's because there's multiple motivations going on. And then when you realize to look for multiple motivations, then you can start figuring it out. Well, China didn't just shut down their economy for no reason, knowing how damaging it would be. Here's reason number one. There was lots of speculation that their economy was actually on the verge of a financial collapse. As you're hearing, America is on the verge of a financial collapse as well. You're hearing that. But China was having massive problems. Second, you have power and control. You have the communists running. It gives them an opportunity in their lockdowns using COVID-19 as an excuse, but it has nothing to do with COVID, clearly. It's been way too long, and that's clear too. But you can take out your political enemies even within your own party. So that's another motivation. Then you have it damages America's supply chain, which America hasn't felt fully yet. But trust me, you're going to feel it at some point in time. It takes months for ships sometimes to come across. And so we will feel some of it. I don't know how bad it will get, but we'll feel some of it. And I don't think we've really felt a lot of it. We felt a tiny bit, but not very much. And then finally, the final piece, which is the big one, is they're actually preparing their people for war. And more than that, they may be changing and getting their factories war ready for a kinetic war. And this is no joke. Now, this might sound like, oh, there's no evidence of this, but there's actually massive evidence that came out of a tape, an audio tape of top Communist Party Chinese and generals of their military, I believe, talking about getting ready for an invasion, talking about getting their people held in check in case they decide to riot, maybe out of panic, especially if it's war with the United States, because they might think, oh, that will turn into a nuclear war. Obviously, people would have that fear even in China. And so it's been debated whether this was authentic or somebody was playing a game, but there's been several experts on China that have said it's pretty authentic. They've recognized the voice. I can't authenticated. I can't recognize the voices on the tape, but they have actually recognized some of the voices on the tape as being who they are. So it's very unlikely that this is a hoax. It's highly likely this is real. And when you come to understand that there's been, and this is the kind of thing I've been waiting for, to hear some people say, and I don't have the tape of playing it, but I've seen it on several different, I monitor lots of news, folks, so I don't remember where I saw it, but I know I saw some people talking about how experts in China who monitor this stuff have said some of the voices were recognizable. They believe it's 100% real. And that made me say, okay, I can even go forward with this more, because I wasn't sure when I found about this weeks ago. I wasn't sure if I could go with it, but now I feel like I can. So let me first bring you a discussion that happened actually last week. I held off on this. This happened a week ago on the War Room, a little more than a week ago, on the weekend. So a lot of people, even if you monitor the War Room, you might not have watched this. It was a whole special on what's going on in China. Brian Kennedy, one of the experts, he monitors China all the time, was talking about this. And they're wondering, is China preparing for war with Taiwan? And if you say that's what they're doing, that still would be preparing for war with America. You realize that. People need to realize this. So my title is accurate. China is preparing for war with America. If these generals and the people on the tape are authentic, and I think it is, they're either preparing for a surprise attack or an invasion in America, or they're preparing for Taiwan. And I know that sounds crazy at first. It's not crazy. I'll get to later in the show why what sounds crazy about a surprise attack in America is not. Anyways, but if they do attack on Taiwan, we have vowed, and even Biden, which I don't trust that Biden would stand by this, but even Biden himself has said that they would defend Taiwan. So if China were to go after Taiwan, they have to assume they're going to war with America. So even if you say it's just about Taiwan, it still would be going to war with America. Okay? Technically, it's supposed to be. Anyways, I actually, after weighing all the evidence, and you won't feel this way right now, but maybe by the end you might, I actually believe it would be for the United States and not Taiwan. But first, let's get to Brian Kennedy and what he was saying on the War Room.
Where is this? Are we overreacting to what's going on? And once again, hair on fire? Or is this something that we see major moves by the Chinese Communist Party now to start to consolidate, which they think their victories are, or their wins already in the Eurasian landmass?
Well, thank you, Steve. And it's great that we're having this conversation, because the American people need to know just the state of affairs, and they're not going to get it from Antony Blinken, who really, in his speech, was talking about how the United States needs China in all sorts of economic ways. And so it's very difficult to talk about the dangers of the world when you're talking about needing China, as opposed to putting the country on a path to be independent from China and not needing them for all the things we do, from pharmaceuticals to all sorts of manufacturing. The key reason we're having this conversation is that in Guangdong province on May 14th, they had a conversation between the leaders of the provincial party committees to discuss preparations for war with Taiwan. And what had come down was a national mobilization order from Beijing, which would be coming from the Chinese Communist Party, which had to have been approved by Xi Jinping himself, that there was going to be put in place the steps over the next weeks, months, to make sure that Guangdong province and the southern provinces were prepared to help the rest of the country when they go to war with Taiwan. Now, that's not taken lightly. That's a matter of high government policy.
Let me pause it there. He says with Taiwan, but it's, from my understanding, they never mention a country in these tapes. So when Brian Kennedy says Taiwan, he's confident it's Taiwan, but I do not have and have not seen any confirmation that they mentioned Taiwan in the tape recordings. In fact, they didn't mention anybody. They didn't mention the United States, as far as I know, in the aspect of who they would be preparing to invade. And folks, factor this in. What they were talking about is they have thousands of merchant ships right now docked on the coastlines at different cities in China, that they would change these merchant ships. With this strategy has been done before in the past. It actually was done in World War II, but they changed the merchant ships so they look like they're just bringing cargo, but they'll actually have military stuff. But that would be a preparation for invasion and a massive invasion. And not, it doesn't seem like it would be one for Taiwan. It could be, but there's a lot that indicates, because some of the things, places they're putting on alert would be fleets that would actually come and hit California and not necessarily Taiwan. So it's interesting. There's a lot of information that I'm not going over about this, but I'm just giving you a general understanding. They're preparing for something, and it's war. And if it's with Taiwan or the United States, it's still America will be dragged into a war with China. But here's what I believe. I believe that Russia will hit first, and Russia would be in connection with China. And how this would work, and the reason why is I've been saying this way before any of this stuff was in the news, folks. If you're a longtime listener or a longtime watcher of this show, you will know that I was talking about Russia attacking the United States way before the Ukraine thing even popped up. Actually, I've been saying it for years, years and years. But I was saying we're getting very close. And then really when I started pounding it, it only was a couple months and then the Ukraine thing popped up. And Russia has the superior nuclear missile technology, folks, more than America. They surpassed us because we have had lefties bring America's nuclear missile program to basically a halt while Russia never stopped progressing. Russia, some say, is 20 years ahead of us in missile technology. Now, understand, in Ukraine, they're not using any of that. They're not really using any of their nuclear missile technology and ballistic missile technology. They're not the greatest for marching men in to overtake a country. They don't even really have the manpower to do that, especially if they were to go after the United States. But you know who does? You know who has the manpower? China. So Russia has the nuclear missiles that we can't stop. They're inter-ballistic missiles, and China has the manpower. Now, why wouldn't they just completely blow up America altogether? They might just blow up the coastlines. And the reason why is because China, for years and years and years, has been saying that if they were ever to attack the United States, they want America's farmland. And I believe if this were to occur, God actually puts this in the hearts of the Chinese so that all of America wouldn't get wiped out in a surprise attack, but only parts of it would, because they actually would want some of America if this is the case. Because I have been warning, if Russia were to nuke us, they don't even want to invade. And if they come with Iran, Iran doesn't care about America's land. But if China wants America's land, that actually would be a benefit in a surprise attack. Now, why was I warning about all this? I use biblical prophecy. I'm not going to go deep into it because this show is not for the biblical prophecy aspect. But that's what I was using to warn, that Russia and Iran would be involved. And you're not even hearing anything about Iran, but I guarantee you Iran will be involved as well. And you're going to start to hear Iran more and more. You watch. I'm always proven right on these things. I'm not trying to be conceited or anything. It really does play out. So watch for Iran being popped up. Right now you're hearing Russia, China, Russia, China. Wait till you start hearing for Iran, because Iran's going to get involved if I'm right about biblical prophecy and what will sometime in the future happen to America. The time frame is hard. What they were talking about is they wanted, in the tapes, these Chinese communist officials were saying by November, which is quite interesting. So anytime between now and November, that would mean Russia would have to attack us. But guess what? Russia is threatening to attack us with nuclear missiles. They're threatening right now, and America just seems to be like, it's never going to happen. And I've been warning it, and everyone thought I was crazy. Now it's all in the news, and people still think I'm crazy. That's fine. Think I'm crazy, but I'll back it up with more. More from Brian Kennedy, though.
That had to be a decision of the entire Politburo, with Xi Jinping as the secretary of that. making the decision that they were going to mobilize the country in preparation for war. Now, that doesn't guarantee that war is going to happen, but they are going to prepare for war. Now, this transcript is very interesting in the sense that it goes in pretty granular detail about how to orient the people of the southern provinces to prepare for war. They talk about little things, not so little actually, like making sure that the police departments throughout the region could suppress any riots, large-scale riots, in the mega cities of Guangzhou and Shenzhen. So they're preparing for a major, major action. And whether they do it or not is another thing, but they are going to prepare for it. They know that it takes months to prepare for it, and they're doing everything they can now to set those actions in motion.
Folks, they're going to do something, and here's how I know they're going to do something. They're crushing their own economy for this. They basically went all in by shutting their economy down. You know I'm right. How can I be wrong on that? They're going to crush their economy, shut everything down, to not do anything? Once they shut the economy down and did the lockdowns, something's going to happen. That was the tell. Now, because we're talking about this and because those tapes leaked, they might wait till after November. They might wait a lot longer than they were planning on doing. Because why would you attack when I know we're alternative media, but it's out there in the alternative media. And it's not like China isn't aware. It's out there in the alternative media. They're well aware. And so would Russia be. But maybe they think it doesn't matter because Americans' attitude's still going to be, that'll never happen. And that's what most people's attitude will be. That'll never happen. Which, when people have that attitude, that's the best time for an enemy to do something. I don't know. I'm not telling you a time frame. I don't do that because I know that's how you get stuck looking wrong, even if you're right. Like, I could be totally right, and if I give you a time frame and then it doesn't happen in that time frame, then I look wrong, even if I'm right, because and it happens 6 months later. I'm not going to give you a time frame because, A, I don't know the time frame. I'm just telling you what they said. But if they said that and they know it's public, the odds are it ain't going to happen in November. That's for sure. I would highly doubt it. Okay, let me give you more. Let me give you Frank Gaffney on War Room.
We believe now the end game in the run-up to war with the United States. Taiwan is certainly in the crosshairs, but in this webinar that we had yesterday, it was Thursday this past week, with the Committee on the Present Danger, China, three of our best people who are with us today, focused in on evidence, and it's partly in this video from Guangdong Province, and we'll talk more about that in the course of this show, but it's also a lot of other indicators and warnings that are now increasingly making plain that the Chinese communists are not simply talking about an unrestricted warfare against us of the non-kinetic kind, or even about sort of achieving world domination eventually. They're now moving out, apparently, to begin the process of taking control of the world through their cutouts as well as through their force of arms and other direct means. And I think what we're going to try to do is give the posse some action items as well as to what needs to be done about all that.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. I want you to remember what I've been saying way before any of this news has been breaking. The first move will not be China. The first move will be Russia. If there ever is a surprise attack on the United States, it is going to be like September 11th, how that happened. Okay? It will be on a day no one would think, probably a beautiful day for most of America, and boom. But a lot of people don't think that that could possibly happen. Well, guess what? Russia has been saying they're going to do that. And now they're threatening. It doesn't mean they'll use these, but they're threatening that they're going to use these Satan II missiles. Yes, they're called Satan II missiles. Take a listen to this news report on it, okay?
Got some more breaking news tonight out of Ukraine. The U.S. expected to send more firepower to the country as it continues to struggle and fight off Russian forces in the Donbass region. And it includes a small number of high-tech, medium-range rockets that can hit targets deep inside of Russia. Correspondent Kelly Beeson is here now. Kelly, this comes as we're getting an alarming, ominous warning from a Russian official about these so-called Satan II missiles.
Yeah, that's right. They're hypersonic warheads that can have a devastating impact, Marnie. However, the extent of that impact appears to be up for debate. This is reportedly a member of Russia's parliament is saying the missile could be used against the United States. On Monday, Alexei Zhirovlev, a member of Russia's parliament, proclaimed on state TV channel Russia One that President Vladimir Putin has the capability to launch a devastating nuclear attack on the U.S. over its support of Ukraine in the war. Zhirovlev noting only four ballistic missiles are needed to destroy each coast of the United States.
That's not really technically correct. He's evoking cinematic language to give people an idea that something could happen.
You see, even in the news reports, that's technically not correct. No, it technically is correct. He's wrong. You hit L.A., you hit somewhere else in the upper part of California, like San Francisco. You could hit New York, and you could hit down lower anywhere you want to pick. And you've pretty much taken out most of the coasts of the United States of America with just two nuclear missiles, especially. These are massive. These are bigger, I believe, than anything that we have. Remember, our nuclear technology is basically been frozen since like 1988. It might be a little bit more advanced than 1988, but barely. Theirs is way more advanced. We cannot shoot these things down, and they are hypersonic. Folks, we're way behind on the hypersonic stuff. Anyone can look this up and see. I'm not making this up. It's the truth. So what I'm telling you is China is preparing, and that's about the most you're ever going to get as a warning sign if America is the target. If it's Taiwan, we'll have a warning because they'll invade Taiwan, and we will see that. This is why I don't believe they will invade Taiwan without hitting us first, because that would give us warning that this is going to escalate. And that just doesn't strategically make sense to me. Strategically, if you know going to take Taiwan is going to make you go to war with the United States, would you not just attack the United States in a surprise attack, especially if you're with Russia, who has the ability, who wants to do it anyways, who feels justified in doing it? China is cozied up to Russia, and so Russia hits with the missiles, then China later can come in and try to use its manpower. But what China doesn't know is the middle of America will hold them off. Because we're not the Chinese people. And they will not win in the end game. But you know who is in control of the end game anyways? Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. You really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.